Because after 1840, I have bills addressed to him on the mainland, so, and to his son, so, yeah. So they were there quite early, late 1700s anyway. And there were already people living in Prospect. The planters had already been sent here, right?
Yeah.
About 1752, between 52 and 54. They, whenever they created a place, they called them planters because they planted them.
Yeah.
Right? They planted the Germans down in Nuremberg, right? Mm-hmm. And they planted the Irish Catholics in Prospect. So, and there were people on the islands after that, so who knows what it was. Yeah. That's oral history then. And there is a story of the Indians destroying an island here off the end of the village. Destroying the people on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Redmond's Island in Kathleen Town, you know? I sort of checked back in the archives, and there were some raids and things going on around that time, so it's not impossible that it happened. However,
yeah.
I didn't find anything that specifically talked about something at Prospect. Read the Jesuit Relations. You'll find references in the Jesuit Relations to Prospect, and because those were French priests, and they would have it. And there's a story in one of them about them being chased by the British, and they met with the Sagadore Roland at Prospect and boarded a French schooner and got away. I always thought that was really interesting. I looked up the word Sagadore, and that was the Mi'kmaq word for medicine man.
Really?
In English.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And there's a place over here called Roland's Head. I often wondered about that. I don't know why it has that specific name. There may be some connection. Who knows? I've never made a connection, but...
be worth looking into
it. Well, it would be, because I... as far as I know, there was no English or French name here, Roland. Pontiac described a Prospect.
Oh, really?
When he sailed past here.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Describes the river coming down in Chad Bay, and the river coming down on the other side in White's Lake, and the headland that's bald rocks, and, you know.
Yeah.
And, the Portuguese called it the River of Gardens because they planted when they were here, as well as fished and dried. You know, they would come here and dry their fish. And, yeah, so there were lots of people here before it was settled.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Doug Grant was sure that there was an Acadian settlement around here somewhere, but I know nothing about that, and I have never found any reference to it.